Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا، وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما. وقال عز وجل أيضا: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. وعن سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وروى ابن عمر رضي الله عنه أيضا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: خالفوا المشركين، وفروا اللحى، واحفوا الشوارب. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman and that perfect deen of Islam that is the greatest favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon us, to bless us this deen which is perfect, complete, and no need whatsoever for alterations, changes. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has left it emphatically clear, no need for it to be reinterpreted or accommodate any other religion or culture. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave this great glad tidings to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the monumental occasion of the farewell pilgrimage, approximately 80 days before Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this temporary abode after having fulfilled and completed that mission of conveying the word of Allah Ta'ala. The monumental occasion of the farewell pilgrimage, the most auspicious day of the year, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, day of Arafat, coinciding with the leader of the days of the week on the day of Jumu'ah. In Arafat, in the precincts of Makkah Mukarramah, it was there that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given this great verse that today I have completed for you your deen, I have perfected my favor upon you, I am pleased with the deen of Islam as the only way of life. And this in the backdrop of a huge effort that is being made now, but was always existent from the time of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to try and make Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam revert to the religion of his forefathers, or make accommodations or compromises in this deen, such as not criticizing their worshipping of idols. It was in this regard that Allah Ta'ala revealed Surah Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, that no accommodation, whether it is the object of worship, Allah Ta'ala in comparison to their deities that could not hear, see or benefit, and even no accommodation as far as mode of worship is concerned. So a Muslim is one who adopts a complete and total Islamic identity in every aspect of life, as we shall see today inshallah. This very dangerous effort that is getting impetus in the name of the Abrahamic Accords or interfaith or intrafaith, where an attempt is made to equate other religions on the same par as Islam. Yes, peaceful coexistence. Islam has shown better than anybody else the rights of non-Muslims under Islamic rule, so much so that many societies prefer to live under Muslim rule than their own oppressive, tyrannical and corrupt rulers. But as far as accommodation or compromise in the deen of Allah Ta'ala, there is absolutely no scope and room for that. A Muslim adopts an Islamic identity in every regard, in every aspect. One is not just a Muslim at the time of Salah or the time of prayer. In our social life, our mutual dealings, the judicial system in Islam, though not able to implement here, but to understand even in those the laws of Allah Ta'ala, in every aspect, in every manner, even though attempts are made to downplay those laws of Allah Ta'ala or demonize them, the laws of inheritance, the various punishments in the Islamic judicial system, polygamy, for us to understand that the law of Allah Ta'ala is perfect and absolutely pure in every regard. We take some examples as to how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made tarbiyat of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, nurtured them to adopt a holistically Islamic identity and not taking from any other religion or culture. The verse, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa, or those who have believed, enter into Islam entirely. Enter your full self into Islam and adopt Islam in its entirety without being selective of any of the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Now this verse was revealed when those of the Yahud who had accepted Islam, Hadrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, great Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, initially with good intentions thought that he will practice upon Islam fully, but adopt some of the practices from where he had come from, Judaism. For example, still revering Jumu'ah, but also revering the Sabbath, the Saturday, abstaining from some parts of the animal as in Jewish law. When Allah revealed this verse to say that that too is not acceptable to Allah Ta'ala, enter into Islam entirely with your full self, adopting Islam exclusively. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam convened a mashwara of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, after Salah was established in Medina Munawwara, and they were realized that there is a need to remind people at the time of Salah, that Salah, Jamaat is congregating, Adhan is one of the great sha'air, one of the great inherent signs of the deen of Islam. The one who gives Adhan, the Muaddin, has many, many virtues. When a Muaddin gives Adhan, as far as the Adhan reaches, all of those creation will testify in favor of him. The Muaddinin will have the longest necks, great honor on the day of Qiyamah. So opinions were given as to what means to use, to adopt, to remind people that Salah is congregating. One opinion given is to blow into a horn. This was not accepted on the pretext that it is an imitation of the way of the Yahud in calling to prayer. An opinion was given that ring a bell at the time of Salah, on the basis that this is imitation of Christians. Now look, even in a noble action it is not acceptable. Light a fire so that the smoke will be seen from afar. This is the way of the Zoroastrians, the fire worshippers. And it was then that various Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, first of them Hadrat Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbih radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, on that night were shown dreams by Allah Ta'ala, in which the words, the beautiful words of Adhan were taught. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, therefore it becomes revelation, it becomes essential proof of our deen. The beautiful words of Adhan had come about, the origins of Adhan from this incident. One occasion, a Sahabi by the name of Sawad bin Shuraid radiallahu, Sharid radiallahu ta'ala an, Suwaid bin Sharid radiallahu an, says, I was sitting in a specific posture, and he describes it, that I was sitting on the ground, leaning with my left hand behind my back, with the palms open on the ground, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed me and said, Attaq'udu qi'adat al-maghdubi alayhim, that do you sit in this manner, that is a manner of sitting of those upon whom Allah Ta'ala's anger had descended, the Yahud, that even in a position of sitting, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is prohibiting from imitation of those upon whom the anger of Allah Ta'ala has descended, maghdubi alayhim, as we read in Surah Al-Fatiha. And we see in so many other aspects, Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that opposed the way of the polytheists, of the mushrikeen. وَفِّرُ اللُّحَى وَحْفُ الشَّوَارِبِ, allow your beards to grow fully and trim the mustache. So this is an inherent, very emphasized part of our deen. To grow the beard, the full length, is a great, it is wajib. Shaving or cutting it before that, it is haram in the shariat. And here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the reasoning for it, that it is opposing the ways of the mushrikeen who have adopted a way that opposes the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so we will find many, many other examples in our Shariat of strict prohibition from imitating. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that eat and drink with the right hand, do not eat and drink with the left hand, because that is the way of shaitan. The prohibition and the reason Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given here very, very clearly. And we will find many other beautiful examples in our Shariat of prohibition in actions, even sometimes noble. In the month of Muharram, the Ashura, the Faram, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became aware that the Yahud in Medina Munawwara were fasting that day as a token of gratitude that Allah Ta'ala had given Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and his followers salvation on that day, even in something as noble as this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that oppose their ways. If I live to see next year, then I will fast a day before or after it. So therefore the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and 11th on some narrations, a day before and after 9th, 10th and 11th of Muharram, and the additional fast is specifically for this reason, to avoid any kind of imitation of the ways of kuffar, of disbelievers. So how much more abhorred it is to Allah Ta'ala that besides mannerisms of eating, sitting, sleeping, etc., in actual religious actions to imitate them, adopting their ways, their religious fasts, their religious festivals, the manner of commemorating or congratulating with Mary, etc., all of these are strictly prohibited. In the verse of Quran Sharif, where Allah Azza wa Jal describes the salient features and qualities, and as a Muslim, Allah has honored us. We are the most honored with the laws of Allah Ta'ala. A Muslim never feels an inferiority complex about the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in this verse, where Allah Ta'ala praises those who are the true bandas and slaves and servants of Ar-Rahman, Ibadur Rahman, one of the qualities Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ, they are not ones of zur, and when they pass by gatherings of frivolousness, of useless activities or sinful gatherings, then they pass by with their integrity, with their honor integrity, fully intact, that is not participating in any way in activities that are useless, of no benefit, and activities that carry with it blatant haram and sin, obedience of Allah Ta'ala being completely broken, they refrain and abstain from such gatherings and activities. The Mufassirin, the commentators have mentioned that gatherings here are meant, the Christians used to celebrate a day when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went into Palestine. So that specifically is meant, but the general Mufassirin mentioned that any gathering of sin is meant in this verse. Some have emphatically said that the religious festivities or gatherings of enjoyment, of amusement, of celebration of the non-Muslims are applied in this verse. So New Year celebrations, other forms during the year, clearly implied in this verse that the Ibadur Rahman are those who abstain and refrain completely. Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu has mentioned, a Muslim never ever has an inferiority complex about Islam. A Muslim is not apologetic of the laws of Allah Ta'ala, for indeed they are the most pure, they are the most perfect, ordained by Allah Ta'ala with his complete wisdom and great compassion. So a non-Muslim once taunts Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi whose journey to Islam is an amazing journey, went through many, many phases until finally came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he has such virtue that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the trench was being dug before the battle of Khandaq, and the Muhajirin had their group, the Ansar had their group of digging different parts of the trench, Sayyidina Salman radiallahu anhu technically came from outside, all the way from Faris, from Persia, and they both wished to have him in their camp. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Salmanu minna ahlal bayt. Salman is from us, from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was given the title Salman bin Islam, Salman the son of Islam. And look at his adoring Islam and his every command with yaqeen and conviction that this is the best way. So a non-Muslim taunts him and says to him, in seeing Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in's adherence to every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and never being apologetic or shy or feeling inferior about any of the commands of Allah Ta'ala, the earth is Allah's and the most pristine law are the laws of Allah Ta'ala. The non-Muslim says to him that, do you follow your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hatta al-khara'ah? Is it that even when you relieve yourself, answer the call of nature, even in that do you follow your Nabi? Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala and says that most definitely we do, and cites by way of example that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in that regard, has taught us that when you relieve yourself, do not face towards the Qibla, do not face your back towards the Qibla. Cleanse yourself thoroughly. At the time, they used to use dry lumps of sand or stone with not less than 3 wipes. And thereafter, we know the great means of cleansing by means of water and in other hadith. And when you make istinja, then do so with the left hand and not the right hand. So these commands, Sayyidina Salman radiallahu ta'ala mentions the beauty of the teachings of Islam, its perfection and its purity, with all the honor and dignity of Islam in his heart. Now, as far as happy occasion celebration, what a beautiful example we find. When our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina Munawwara, noticed that the local residents, the Ansar, used to celebrate 2 days in which they would have some form of fun, some form of games. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, what is the reason you are doing this? He says, these are 2 days that we used to celebrate, have fun and enjoyment in before Islam had come. So we are merely continuing that. When our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah has now replaced those 2 days with too much. The 2 days of Eid, Eid al-Fitr, when Ramadan completes, Eid al-Adha, the Qurbani Eid, these are 2 days that are much, much better. Now notice, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say that continue adopting or commemorating these 2 days, but do it with an Islamic flavor. It was completely abrogated that these two immediately, look at the amazing thing is Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in's adherence to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if a nation had been entrenched for a long time in certain commemorations, then how difficult it is for those cultures, those traditions. Similarly, our happy occasions, our sad occasions, whether it is wedding functions, imitating the ways of non-Muslims in different ways, so much so that even in sadness, the Arabs used to do a wailing where women would be called to wail and cry fake tears and be paid for that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strictly prohibited that after the coming of Islam. So important is in our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, adopt the sunnah in totality, adopt the Islamic way in every aspect of our lives, and where we fall short and there are weaknesses, how sad it is to see that open signs of the practices of kuffar are being displayed, manifested in many, many non-Muslim countries, never heard of before. Christmas trees on display. How this would hurt the Mubarak heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So coming back to the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them that Allah azza wa jal has given you two much better days, abrogated their 2 days, replaced it with the 2 days of Eid, and look at the adherence and submission. A Muslim means one who submits oneself in totality and completely to the commands of Islam, immediately discontinued the commemoration of those 2 days, and the days of Eid are then brought in. The Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Rib'i ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala and others as well, while sitting in the company in Persia at negotiations, when a morsel of food falls out of his plate, and as per the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he picks it up, cleans it, and eats it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do not leave it for shaitan. for shaitan loves extravagance and wastage, somebody nudges him to say that these people will think of us as lowly by this action, and he says, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَاؤُلَاءِ الْحُمَقَى, that should I leave that which is the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for these foolish ones? As Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu is on his way to Baytul Maqdis, and he is dressed in his simple, humble clothing with many patches and a simple conveyance, and at one point treads through a puddle of water and mud, taking off his shoes, when he is told by one of his senior generals that the local people would look down upon this. The golden statement of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu that summarizes what we are discussing today, and may Allah give me tawfiq to have the yaqeen of this in our hearts before anybody else, that you are the most downtrodden of people. أَعَزَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ, all the honor and dignity that you enjoy, it is only because of Islam. فَمَهْمَا تَطْلُبُونَ الْعِزَّةَ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّكُمُ اللَّهُ, the moment you will consider anything as noble and honor out of the teachings of Islam, then Allah Ta'ala will degrade and humiliate you. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and keep us steadfast on Iman, on His perfect teachings. And most importantly, the worry, concern and dua is that Allah Ta'ala gives us death on Iman and the perfect teachings of the Deen of Islam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Once again, the opportunity, inshallah, to contribute to the house of Allah, that all good that happens in the madrasa, in the masjid, an opportunity to have a share of that we spend with the intention only of gaining the happiness and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. One of the means of cooling the anger of Allah Ta'ala, of drawing the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, is to spend continuously for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So let us, inshallah, open up our hearts. Many of our local residents are here, so donate as generously as possible to the house of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, was salatu was salamu ala habibihi, sayyidina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillah alladhi a'azzana wa akramana bil biddin al-islam, alladhi huwa ad-din al-tam al-kamil al-mardi faqat 'inda Allah azza wa jal. Qala Allah azza wa jal, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وقال الله عز وجل إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. وقال عز وجل ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. وقد حذرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن تشبه الكفار وأعداء الإسلام بأي طريق قائلا من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خالف المشركين وفر اللحى واحف الشوارب, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لسويد بن الشريد رضي الله عنه أتقعد قعدة المغضوب عليهم, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي وسلم وعن أزواجه المطهرات وبناته الطاهرات، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. انصر المجاهدين والمظلومين والمأسورين وفي سبيلك في كل مكان، وخاصة في السودان وفي فلسطين وكشمير وبرما وتركستان والهند وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم. Filling the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we enter the saf, stand as close as possible, ensuring that once the salah starts, there's no gap between our shoulders. One of the means of unity in the ummah and protection from shaitan is to stand as close as possible in salah. There's a lot of place in the main section, and let's come forward, inshallah. Stand as close as possible, filling the gaps between shoulders. استقيموا اعتدلوا تراصوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلي إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar. Astaghfirullah. 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 Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.